Good afternoon, guys. It's good to come back here on Monday after a win. That's a good feeling. We only had one injury in that ball game of any substance, and I mentioned that yesterday, and that was the concussion to AJ. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with him as he goes through the NFL protocol regarding concussions. Looking back at the tape and watching it with our coaches, terrific job by our football team, really playing our style of football, Viking ball, all the way through, tough, smart, disciplined football, good team win. I mean, it's so good to be able to see our team just come together and really unify to get a win against a very good opponent in front of our fans. Our fans did a terrific job throughout the game, keeping up some noise and making it tough for the opposing offense. And, I mean, for Adrian to do what he did, and for Harrison and Josh to come up with big plays on defense, our special teams bottling up one of the best returners in pro football. Just a good win for our team. A good way to come back home in front of our fans. So very, very proud of our staff and our players for the execution effort in yesterday's ball game.
Is Chris Cook in any position to slide in this quickly if AJ can't go?
No, we have about another week, Brian. I think we'll be able to get him back for the Houston game. He'll be able to practice more extensively this week, and then he's eligible to play when we get to Houston. So,
who is the next man up in that DB pecking order if AJ were out?
It would be Marcus. He'd be the next guy on the field, and then, of course, we got Brandon Burton as well. So between those two, they get the bulk of the reps, and we, you know, define that as the week goes on.
Lastly, is winning at home, is that part of the progression to winning on the road? I mean, you have to win at home first before you can win on the road, do you think?
Well, you definitely got to find a way to win your home games, Joe. That's important as you're developing your team. And we've placed a lot of emphasis on being able to be successful at home, and we've gotten some good results. But to ultimately get to where we want to be as a team, we got to find ways to win on the road. But it starts, you got to win at home. I mean, that's paramount to having success in our league. And we're doing that right now, but we got to find ways to get some wins on the road.
You've had a lot of different type games on the road. You've had leads on the road. You've fallen behind. You've got special teams play well, various aspects, but not everything together.
Right.
What do you think, you know, the common denominator is to get it going? Because obviously these two are going to make your season.
I think, Brian, if we can put together a clean football game where we are for change, plus when it comes to turnovers, when I look at our season and the games we've lost on the road, I think in every one of them, we've been minus in a turnover battle, and that's created some problems for our team. So finding a way to be plus in the turnover ratio would be a big deal to us. If we can execute the way we have, you know, even in some of our games on the road, we've executed well at times, but we haven't done a good job when it comes to winning that turnover battle, and it's cost us. Our margin for error is not very big, so when that happens, it becomes problematic for our football team. So I'd love for us to go on the road, play some clean football, and see what the results would be. That's kind of what happened in Detroit. I don't think we had, if I can recall, any turnovers in that game. That's the one win we've had on the road. And just see where things go from there.
With winning in Detroit, do you sense there's anything as far as being indoors, outdoors, difference there?
I don't know, Brian. We haven't won outdoors. So, and the game we're having this week is indoors. So I don't know. I don't know.
To go from 3-13 a year ago and now be at 7-6 and making a push here at the playoffs, what do you think are the biggest factors in getting this thing turned in the direction it's turned?
I think then, you know, you still go back to what we talked about coming into training camp. I think the all season, anything that we've achieved this season can be directly related to what we achieved going back to April 23rd when our guys came in the building, really focused on trying to improve our football team, to have the type of participation, you've heard me say this before, that we had from our team was a big part of shaping our team and shaping our identity. And that is what we kind of have laid the foundation with, and we're building off of that foundation. Now, obviously, we haven't been perfect, but we are much improved because of what we did this offseason.
About winning the way you're designed to win, can you continue to do that, though, you think, without, you know, getting more, a little bit more yardage through the air?
Well, you know, we really take a lot of pride in playing the style of ball that we played yesterday and that we've had to play in some games where we've had some success. Even, you know, you look at the Arizona game, which was similar to yesterday's, where we didn't do a lot of things when it comes to throwing the ball, but we found a way to win. And we've had, you know, two or three games like that. And you can do it. But there are going to be some games where you could get in a situation where you got to do more in the passing game. But ideally for us, I mean, this is how we want to win games. We want to be able to run the ball effectively, throw the ball with play action, with bootlegs. You know, every now and then if somebody's in an eight-man front, take a shot over the top like we did with a Rochman do yesterday. We were just off a little bit. And then play solid defense and do very, very well on special teams, dominate on special teams. And that formula, you can win championships with that formula. Now, what you can't do is turn the ball over because it creates – some problems for you. And, you know, I don't feel comfortable at this point to say that we're going to be a team that's going to throw it 30 to 40 times and throw for close to 400 yards and win games. I just don't see us being that type of team. And that's not the team that we went to training camp saying that we wanted to be. We said we wanted to be able to run the ball effectively, stop the run, create turnovers, play tough, hard-nosed defense, win in every phase on special teams, don't turn the ball over. And that's how we talked about it, and yesterday we saw kind of what we've talked about.
With Christian's struggles on the passes lately, is it a mechanical thing with his feet? Or, and then if it is, how much can you even work with him during the season on mechanics?
There are still some things, Tim, that well, he does get a little bit off kilter with, you know, with his mechanics. And, you know, we'll keep working with him on his mechanics. That's a major part of a quarterback's success, whether it be, you know, moving around in the pocket to the left or stepping up or moving to the left or the right. I mean, all those things are a part of his being successful. And we're always working on his technique. We're always working on his fundamentals at the position, and we'll continue to do that. And we've seen some improvement, but we'll continue to work to see more improvement. But he has to be comfortable in the pocket. He has to be sure of himself, and he has to make certain throws in order for us to be successful. What he did in that fourth quarter on those third downs when we had some conversions between he and Michael, that was big for our football team because it allowed us to possess the football. We were in a backed-up situation. I think we got the ball out to maybe the 50 or minus 45 and ended up punting. But it was a major part of our being able to win that game yesterday, taking time off the clock, converting some key third downs at the quarterback position, and then getting them backed up to make them have to drive the length of the field to get back in the game. So that efficient football, you can win with it if you don't turn the ball over. And what he did in that fourth quarter was a major part of our success yesterday.
You mentioned him being comfortable in the pocket. Is the pocket there consistently enough for him? Or do you think he's feeling pressure that maybe isn't always there?
I think we've done a pretty good job in protection for the most part. We've had some breakdowns on occasion, but for the most part, we've done a pretty good job. And he's stood in there. We just got to get him to be more consistent with staying in the pocket and going through his progressions. And when he does that, I mean, he's very good at what he does. We just got to continuously, you know, stay on him to do that and watch him grow in doing it.
You've got a pretty singular goal here of running the table or trying to run the table to get in. Mm. Adrian's at 1,600 yards at this point. How much of a team goal is it to get him to 2,000?
I think when you get a chance to talk to Adrian this week, Brian, I'm sure he'll say this. Sure, he would love to achieve that personal goal, but the most important goal for him is to see this team succeed. Adrian is the type of individual that if he achieves a singular award but the team fails, that's hard on him. He wants the team to be successful. That's the kind of individual he is. He's a rare superstar in that regard. He really wants the team to be successful. And if that meant his not achieving a 2,000-yard season but we made the playoffs, I don't think anybody on our team would be happier than Adrian Peterson. That's who he is.
He's going to need to get to 2,000 for you to have that chance with as much burden as you're putting on him right now.
I don't know. We'll see. We got, you know, the Rams coming up this week, and you may have to win a different way this week. I don't know. Every week is a little bit different. But I know in order for us to be successful, we need to hand the ball off to number 28, and we're going to continuously do that. Whether that means a 100-yard game or a 50-yard game, I don't know. But we're going to continue to hand it off to him.
Coach, in the wake of the news that came out of Dallas this weekend, I mean, as a coach, how do you react to that, and do you talk to the team before the season, and do you feel the need to reinforce that message in wake of news like that?
It's a good question, Kent. You know, heart goes out to the staffs and the families in Kansas City and now in Dallas as well, and but we do talk to our players about some of the things that have occurred over the last couple of weekends. And it's a hard thing for everyone in our league and all the families across the country that are aware of what has happened. But we do talk to our players through our player development program, through our security. The NFL security comes in and talks to our players about a number of different factors off the football field. And yes, personally, I do talk to our players about their behavior in the building, out of the building, what our standards are. We have a code of conduct here with the Minnesota Vikings that we take our players through. And during the season, in light of what has most recently happened, I have talked to our guys, and we're going to talk to them again this week about, taking care of themselves away from the building. But tragic situations, and, your heart goes out to the people that were involved. But, yes, we do constantly talk to our players about their behavior.
With Adrian, so much of his success the past few weeks has come with 8 and 9 guys in the box defensively. Are there times that you even bother worrying about that just because he's been able to run through that so many times?
Well, we really don't worry about it. You're right about that, Tim. We go into when we put together our game plan tomorrow for the Rams, we're going to draw it up against 8 and 9 men in front, anticipating it. But we also try to do some things to take advantage of that in the passing game and even in the running game, because we know if we can crease them just a little bit, there's a chance for a big play because they've got so many people committed at the line of scrimmage. And we've seen the results of that because of what teams are doing. The other side of that, we need those explosive plays because that can create a gap between us and the opposing team from a point standpoint if we can convert. I mean, that's why the play to Jarius down the field or the play to Devin down the field would have been so big for us yesterday to create that gap that we want. So we'll continue to do that, but we anticipate 8-9 man fronts each and every week.
Chris can check out of that much, though, to even have the flexibility at this point?
He does. He does have flexibility to check out of some of those runs if we get a certain look from a defense, and we've been able to take advantage of some situations because of that.
With all the moving parts in the run game, what has Jerome Felton's contributions been this year as he's factored into the offense a little bit?
Jerome has done a terrific job. Our offensive line obviously has done a great job and opened up some holes for Adrian. Kudos to those guys. But Jerome, at the fullback position, is an unsung hero. We're playing a lot more two-back than we played a season ago, and it's really helped us. We went into this offseason saying that we wanted to be able to find a fullback to really be a lead blocker for Adrian because we felt like some of his best runs have come when he's had a lead blocker. Now, he might differ with that, but – you put the tape on and you see that that's true. And Jerome has done a terrific job of doing everything we've asked him to do as a lead blocker. And he's had a lot to do with the success that we've had running the football.
What are the adjustments Adrian has to make? Because he says he prefers to be back there by himself.
I don't know if there are any adjustments. I mean, he's doing the things that needed to be done. He's become a much more patient runner with a guy in front of him than he has been in the past. And that's probably been the biggest difference. And the fact that Jerome is so good at what he does, I'm sure that, when you talk with Adrian, he'll say he appreciates that because he's had a lot of success running behind him this season.
Last year in the league when Dickerson set the single-season rushing record, what would you compare their styles at all, Peterson's and his? And
I know Coach Robinson gave it to him a lot, and we're doing the same thing with Adrian, but both guys were extremely fast and very motivated to run the ball and run it well. I think the styles are somewhat similar, but the power that Adrian runs with combined with the speed is rare. I think of more of a guy who was so graceful and, getting on the edge and outrunning people. But you see Adrian running through tacklers, stiff-arming guys, running around guys, juking guys. I mean, he's so rare. And Eric was a great runner, Hall of Famer, and Adrian is on his way to being a Hall of Famer as well. So, all right. Thanks, guys.